Gemara says that a person that's wife, three people don't have a life. Three people, their life is not a life. And one of them is a person that his wife rules over him. One of the people that his life is not a life is a person that his wife rules over him. A person's wife should not be ruling over him. A person's wife should not be Maishal, should not be ruling over him. A husband should be the Maishal, he should be the ruler over the house. The reason why I waited to speak about it until now is because what happens? So a person has that concept, has that idea. She says, my wife makes me take off my shoes when I come to the house. She's controlling me. She's ruling over me. He misuses it. All these people misuse things. So he misuses it. My wife always makes me stay home. She always wants me home. She doesn't let me go out and spend time with my friends. She doesn't let me go out to base matter. She always wants me home with her. She's controlling me. By the way, that's the opposite. To me, that's a sign that the husband's in control. Because she needs him. She wants him home. That's not a sign of lack of control. But if I care. Control means that she has the power. Meaning like this. A person should be strong enough that his wife does not control him, she does not manipulate him. If she's taking advantage of him, they have no means taking advantage. But if she's taking advantage, and it's not because she's taking advantage, she's using him because she knows that she is tougher than him, then we have a problem. And we have a weak husband, and it's not a healthy marriage. That's not the way it should work. There's an expression people use that not a shmata. It's taking advantage of. Not a shmat. And I think the aside, some people, what does it mean to, what's, I think the aside to being a shmat is as follows. This is the aside. If a person is being taken advantage of, because he doesn't have enough strength to stand up for himself, and he does not have enough strength to stand up for himself, he's afraid the person is going to criticize him, he's afraid the person is going to yell at him. If the person is being taken advantage of because he cannot say no, then he's taka shmat. Doesn't have enough strength to stand up for himself. But if a person could totally stand up for himself, but he chooses not to, because it's not kedai, it's not kedai, then he's totally not a shmat. He's the opposite of a shmat. He's the opposite of shmat. It says by Kodesh, it says the Gemara says in Yuma that they want to take out Gibor, they want to take out the Lashon Gibor from Shimon Asrei. I think it was Gibor, I'm not sure. Because where's Hashem's strength? Look what's going on with the Beis HaMikdash. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Where's Hashem's strength? So they said, then they said, no. Fakir. That's Hashem's strength. That he allows his Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Hashem's not helpless, Chas V'Shalom. Hashem, it's a big joke for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop him from destruction. That's Hashem's strength that he's not doing anything about. A person should never be in a position in his marriage that he's helpless, that he's not in control, that his wife's just ordering him around. He has total control whenever he wants to stop it, to say no. But most of the time he chooses not to do anything. It's not kedai. So she wants the house a certain way. She wants me to take off my shoes. So what's the big deal? It's not kedai. It's very difficult for a person to know exactly what falls under what line. Let me just give you an extreme example for a mush. Would anyone this you'd understand? Let's say a person's wife said, you know, Yanko, you know, I'm we're both equal. I'm pretty good, right? I don't think it's fair that you sit at the head of the table. You know, I think it's only right. I do so much work in the house. I think it's only right that I should sit at the head of the table. I mean, I work a lot harder than you. I make more money than you. I think it's only fair that I should sit at the head of the table. So we all understand very well. That'd be one of the worst mistakes you could possibly do. Is let your wife sit at the head of the table. One of the worst mistakes you could ever do. That's the extreme mashal that someone can just understand where I'm talking about. The idea that I'm talking about.
Why?
Because it's against what marriage is supposed to be. It's against the dynamics of what marriage is supposed to be. Why? So it's against marriage. So she took him for a husband. So, it's first of all he's gonna end up being resentful. It's not shy. He'll end up being resentful. I don't know if I have to give a reason, but I'll give a reason. First of all, he'll end up being resentful. It's not shy. And second of all, you're raising your children. It's a very important nakuda here for a person to realize. Whatever you want to be ma'achal in your marriage, fine. But you're raising children. You don't want your daughter, your son might also be an issue, but you definitely want your daughter seeing such a marriage. People don't realize the amazing thing. You know, the way a girl acts to her husband is mirrored by the way her mother acts to her father. Where else does she learn how a marriage works? If a wife treats her husband the way she should, the daughter will automatically learn from that. If the opposite, if the wife is bossing around the husband, then the daughter's going to think, that's the way marriage is supposed to be. I'm the boss. That's the way it is. It's a funny thing because I never heard anyone say, but I'll say it here, if a person's looking for a shidduch, hopefully no one here is looking for a shidduch, but if a person's children, a person's looking for a shidduch for his child, or someone else is looking for a shidduch, a person should try to find out, if possible, what are the dynamics, what are the mechanics of the marriage of her parents. Because that's where you would find out exactly what type of wife you're going to get. Diaries, you can go back, who knows. One great grandmother is going to get the schar for being a great wife, because each one followed generations later. Or the opposite, chas v'shalom. One wife, she shouldn't get punished, but one bad lady might have messed up her children and grandchildren. Diaries, it's in the blood. This is the way the marriage works in this family. You cannot allow, now, not everything could be, you know, doesn't mean there's certain areas where you'll be Michael and it'll go beyond what marriage, go beyond, it's not perfect, sometimes it can't be perfect. But you have to be careful not to, you know, to keep a certain, you know, healthy marriage, a certain proper marriage. You know, person has mechanical children, as you will. And it's not, you're not a Russia. You're not a bad person because, would you say he's a bad person because he's mocked with that he sits at the head of the table? He's not a bad person. He's doing it for the right reasons and he's 100% right. I'm not going to go ahead and say now what each case individually, what's called my wife's ruling over me and what's not. But give you another point. I mean, first of all, there are ways to try to, there are ways to keep a certain healthy marriage. There are ways to do it. You shouldn't be hesitant to, a person could ask his wife, you know, it's totally great. A person asks his wife, I like when you make a deli roll on Shabbos. You know, can you make a deli roll this week? It's not perfect. Perfect. You know, I love the soup, but a little bit too salt. It's perfect. It's wrong. That's what a wife wants. A wife wants a husband that's a husband. A wife doesn't want a husband who's a schmatz. She doesn't want it. She's not even going to be happy. There's no lady. I believe it's an amazing thing. You know, Hillary Clinton is a senator. But I have no Shiloh in her own house. Is she still married to him? But in her own house, he's the husband. I don't care if he was a plumber. I don't care if Bill was a plumber. He's the husband. It doesn't make a difference what the lady's job is. She could be the president of the United States. She's still a wife. That's the way she wants it to be. She wants to be, deep down, she wants to have, she wants a husband that has strength. And sometimes it's even kedai. By the way, if your wife wants to sit at the head of the seat, it's worth putting up a fight. It's worth putting up a fight. Let her scream on her head. Let her scream. No, I want to. So fight. Sometimes you have to fight. There's no such thing as everything is, just like in Ruch, same thing in Ruchnias. If a lady's doing an Aveira, If a lady wants you to send your child to a certain school, and you feel it's better for the kids chenach to go to a different school, there's no way you're fighting. In Ruchnias, you understand, you for sure gotta fight for Ruchnias. Not everything is maichalach, maichalach, maichalach. Not everything. And there are nice ways of putting your foot down. There are very, very nice ways of putting your foot down. If you're not a shmata, there are very nice ways of putting your foot down. The nice ways of saying what you want, the nice ways of showing you're the maisha, you're the leader in the family. By the way, you could do everything for your wife. You could take off your shoes, you can keep the house clean, you could wash the dishes once in a while. There are many things you could do a lot of things for her, you could do everything for her, you could take care of the kids, you could still be the maisha, you could still be the leader in the household. You could still be the leader in the household. Doing everything for her doesn't mean you're not the leader. And fakir, you might not be doing everything for her, but she's still the boss in the house. It's not always dependent on how much you're doing. You know, and person should think, you know, person should think, not always to, sometimes I think to myself. I thought to myself, I should tell my wife that I'll do all the dishes from now on. Now, why not? I'm married, I'll do all the dishes from now on. Shabbos, I'll do all the serving. I'll do all the serving. You should sit, I'll serve. And then I thought to myself, am I going to be really happy? One Shabbos, I can do it. Am I going to really be happy in such a matzah? Is that really going to be healthy if I get myself in such a situation? That I'll be serving every Shabbos? Some husbands could do it. For me, it's not. You can understand. There's chachma and not doing everything for your wife. Not doing everything. I wouldn't even advise. I think it's kedai for a person. Sometimes a person makes mistakes. Even a person can realize they made mistakes doing things they shouldn't be doing for his wife because his wife didn't expect it from him. He offered, and he got himself in trouble. He made himself. He gave him too much. It wasn't good for him. It's not always good for you to do too much. You know. Like tell a chassan getting chassan's getting married. I would tell him. Everything we've said till now. Everything. All the shtarka must about what he has to do for his life. But think twice before you give up certain things. If the girl you're marrying totally has in her mind that she does the dishes, she does this, she takes care of this, she takes this, be careful before you say, think a few times hard before you say, No, I'm gonna do this. Nothing but once in a while. Gotta be a Russia once. Avadi should do the dishes. Your wife asks you to do it. Avadi should do it. But before you give up something, a position, think twice. It's not so simple. It might not be for your benefit. You're gonna walk around 5 years later, a month later, the guy's walking around resentful. Because then his wife's not gonna give it. She might not want to give it back. I enjoy when you do. I don't want to do dishes anymore. It's your job. It's your job. My father always did the dishes. It's your job. You know, maybe when they first got married, she was a little bit scared of him. She wouldn't have asked him because he would have said, I did the dishes. What do you mean? My house, my mother did the dishes. But, you know, but he thought he'd be a nice guy. Oh, your father did the dishes. I'll do the dishes too. And then he's going to regret it. It's very hard to do it's good to do a chesed once in a while, but when you get a position, it's not even called doing chesed anymore. You're stuck. You get yourself stuck. And then once any position you give up, then you got to fight back. And by the way, there's some people, even married 15 years, might be could die to make little, you have to, it's very hard once you get yourself stuck, to make little steps in gaining a little bit more control. It's very hard to give examples. I think the point is important to hear. There might be something for every person. Also, on this topic, so I don't have a watch. I'll give you another example. I want to punch the lady. I was in someone's apartment. I didn't know the people from a hole in the wall. Somehow someone convinced me to go to someone's house from the hotel just to take an invitation. So I went to the person's house, and by the person's house they had guests. They had a couple. And this couple, the husband was speaking, the husband was talking, and every time, and he would say something, and his wife would always stick in, like, oh, you know, he always thinks that he knows everything. Oh, he's so fine. Oh, yeah, he's so cute. Like, he's so cute. Yeah, come on, you don't really, like, she was, like, knocking him so badly, like, cutting him so badly. I wanted to strangle him. I wanted to go over after the student and say, listen, better still learning how to treat your husband. That's not healthy. And by the way, yeah, I would tell the guy, totally correct. Not when you're angry. Tell your wife, you don't like it. You don't like it when she puts you down in front of other people. You don't like it. It's good for her to hear that. You don't like it. She has, you don't like it. You don't like it. That's the way the marriage should be, that he should be. You know what the Rambam says? Nowadays, in this generation, it's hard to impress upon us, you know, but it's hard to have a shaykhus in this generation because of the women's movement changed everything a lot. But just to give you an example, the Rambam says. First of all, the Rambam says you shouldn't put Eima Yisayir on your wife. You shouldn't put extra fear on your wife. Shtikal Eima? Shtikal Eima? The Rambam doesn't say that. It's mashma. There is a good thing. So the Rambam, V'chein tziva chacham al isha, the chachamim commanded a lady that she should honor her husband. Next week we'll talk about honoring your wife. That's also true. Honor your wife more than Yosem Ridai, more than enough, more than he deserves. And there should be fear on her. That's a chachiv on her, that she should have fear of him. And she should do everything, she should listen to everything he says, and he should be in her eyes like an officer or like a king. And she should want to do whatever he wants and distance anything that he hates. That he should be to a lady that she should, her husband should be like a king to her. Well, now I'm not keep talking to ladies. So what's my point? My point is, but you're not, and it won't even necessarily, you have to treat me like a king. But the point is that if that's the way that the Chazal wanted a marriage to go, you got to try to make yourself a shtekel melech. You got to be chashiv. Very, very bad when a person's very careful to treat himself with respect. Very, very careful a person has to treat himself with respect. You have to understand something. You could be, let's say a person's learning in yeshiva all day. A person's learning in yeshiva. Whatever a person's doing. So how does a wife know how respected you are? So it depends. If you're a big rav and everyone's calling you up and everyone's asking you shailas, so maybe she'll get from other people that, oh, wow, my husband's a very chashiv person, look how everyone talks about it. But for a regular person, she doesn't see how other people respect him. She sees how he respects himself. A guy's learning Torah. A guy could be learning basmada, he can know shas. His wife knows how much he knows. It'd make a difference to her. Does she know if he knew 5 blot or if he knew 500 blot or 5,000 blot? You know, the nekuda is how he respects himself. Very important for a person to respect himself. Otherwise, it's hard for his wife to ever respect him. Don't put yourself down in front of your wife. But care. Say something nice about you. You know, sometimes even she could. You don't show off in an obvious way, in a pleasant way you could say, what happened today, whatever, I did this, or this happened, they gave me a certain covet. Person should have to have respect for himself. Person has a respect for himself and his wife in order to make sure his wife respects him. If he comes home, I waste so much time when I learn. He tells his wife, tells her all his concerns. I'm not saying once in a while a person says to his wife, fine, but if a person's always going home, a person goes home, I didn't learn well today, it was a nice day. If that's all he's saying, he's got problems. He's going to cause his wife not to have as much respect for him. And she's going to believe everything he says. The guy who has no confidence and comes home and says, I'm a nothing, I'm jealous of him, every person's greater than me, If he thinks he's a nothing and he's mamashol off the wall because he just doesn't have confidence, he just doesn't understand himself, doesn't realize what he is, so his wife's going to believe him. His wife's going to think that way. So, not all of this is in our control. But the point is, the person has to realize that it's not so simple before a person's meichel everything. There are places not to be meichel, and there is a certain type of marriage a person wants where a person should try to have a healthy marriage. It can be meichel 99.9. There's got to be the places where it's got to remain, somehow it's got to remain the Maishal. Every person's marriage is different, every situation is different, it's not so, a person shouldn't act so quickly on either side. A person has to understand, I'm very impressed. A guy called me recently, he said, so my family's doing such a thing, and it bothers me, I want to know if I'm right. Very, very impressed. They're doing such a thing. It bothers me. Am I wrong for bothering me? Because he wanted to make sure. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's making a mistake. So a person's very careful before he says, "My wife's controlling me. My wife did this. My wife did that." Most of the guys that walk around saying that don't have good midas, and they're wrong. Their wife's not controlling them. More they're controlling their wife, and more they're being a kaftan. They're just being a kaftan. But there is 100% truth to this whole parsha, which we just gave a look into. All right. Next week we'll talk about how you treat your wife. You notice that the Targum, every time in the Torah it says the word Lashon of Ava. What does the Targum say? It says, for example, it says Yitzhak Ahavis as Esav. It says Uracham. It says Uracham. It says Uracham. Uracham means Rachmanis, means mercy. It was with Ava. Bother me once. But I realize the pshat is because mercy. Let's switch that word. Compassion, care, concern. That's Ava. Uracham, mercy. Real Ava is care. Is care for the other person. Is compassion for the other person. That's real Ava. Not really because what I'm getting from the other person. And if that's the case, then it's very possible for a person to reach Ava. It's very possible for a person to always increase his Ava. It's not totally in what the person is giving you. And if it is totally in what the person is giving you, then you're running high risks. And you're running a superficial Ava. You should use, though, of course the person should use, when a person appreciates what his wife does for him, he could use those things to build on that Ava, and build on that care and that love. But that's not what the love is dependent on. Those are used ways of boosting. A person appreciates what his wife is doing for him, he could use that to boost his Ava. But that Ava has to be the care and concern that he has for his wife. What that Ava does is, what that care and compassion does, it connects you to the other person. And in Mela, the more care and compassion you have for the person, the more the person is part of you, and the more the love is there. I saw, he brings down this book. It's a book, I'm going to quote some pieces from here, because he brings down some letters, a letter from the Chazon Ish, but it's a book called Two Halves of a Whole. It's a very good book. I make a joke that the best part of the book is that it's 150 pages for the wife to read about how to treat her husband, and it's only like 50 pages for how the husband has to treat his wife. So it's a very good book to buy. So, but he says that he brings down the gematria of Ava is Echad. The gematria of Ava is Echad. The gematria of Ava is one. That's the touch of Ava. We have to really understand, you know, how important Ava is to a lady. It's a very big responsibility that we don't necessarily think about, we don't necessarily realize, because we're always looking at our own eyes. A man is very, very different than his wife. And most men, they wouldn't, if you ask them what's their focus is not, it's very important to them that their wife loves them, it's very important that their wife respects them, but you wouldn't say that's the most essential focus of their life. You wouldn't say that takes up their life. But let's read two things. One thing I once got in the Hebrew, but he brings it down. Here's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes, translated, the nature of a woman is to derive pleasure from the amount of favor she finds in her husband's eyes. And she is constantly seeking to achieve this favor. Therefore, it is incumbent upon him to show her love and closeness through an abundance of conversation and expressions of fondness. It says that a woman, her nature is that she wants to find favor in her husband's eyes. It's a tremendous focus of a lady. The Stipler writes like this, even stronger. The most essential hope of a woman is that she should be beloved to her husband. The most essential hope of a woman is that she should be beloved to her husband. See, we don't even realize how important we are in the marriage. We don't even realize. The most essential hope of a woman is that she should be beloved to her husband. So imagine a husband that it's menschlich, and he does things for her, and he doesn't get into a fight, but his wife doesn't feel really loved by him. His wife does not feel really respected by him. She's shot. She's killed. She won't be happy. She's not going to be happy. She's not going to be happy. This is what a woman's focus is on. This is what a woman's most important thing to her. A husband is a lady's life. A husband is a lady's life. Much more than a lady is her husband's life, naturally. It's a tremendous achrayis that a person has to fulfill this responsibility. So first of all, a person has to work to feel Ava. A person has to work to feel Ava for his wife. He has to stop thinking about, the Miftah Meliel writes, we're all familiar with, that the purpose of marriage is to give. The purpose of marriage is to be giving. Yet we're always thinking, oh, well, she didn't say thank you. Like she didn't say thank you for she doesn't appreciate what I did. She didn't say thank you. She didn't do this. She didn't do this. I did this for her and she didn't say anything. She doesn't appreciate all I do for her and this is what she just complains. That's really opposite to the whole tachos of marriage. That's opposite of the tachos of marriage. Walking around, I did this. Oh, my wife didn't appreciate. She didn't give me back. She didn't do this. As mamash the hepech of what are the purpose of marriage is. Purpose of marriage is to be giving, to be a nice thing. A nice thing, by definition, means it's unconditional. If I'm only nice thing because I want back something, so then I'm really a taker. I'm giving to take. I'm giving to take. That's a shtickle. That's a makabel. I'm looking to take. I'm a naito, not a nice thing. A pure nice, and a person should be looking to give to his wife without trying to focus himself. I'm not doing it just to get back. I'm doing it because this is my purpose. This is part of my tachlis in life. One of a person's biggest tachlis in life is taking care of his wife. We said before from the beginning, a person can be judged by how a person takes care of his wife. And it's very, very important. The person, naturally, a husband derives benefit physically from his wife. And if a lady feels that's where the av is, that's where the av is, then he's hurting his wife. It's gonna affect their physical relationship because that's not true av. That's selfish av. That's selfish av. Av for what you're getting is selfish av. That's not Ava that's going to make her. That's not the Ava that the disciple is talking about. That's not Ava that Chazanish is talking about. That is not an Ava about the person. It's not an Ava about a person's wife. It's for the person's own personal benefit. So, in fact, if an Ava that's just. If Ava is limited to physical expression in the physical relationship, I'm trying to make myself clear, then the person's. If anything hurting the Ava, you know, it's A person get married, and a lot of his marriage, you're focused on wrong things in his head. His wife becomes Anida, and he's not as friendly. He's not as warm. He's not as compassionate. There's no notes. He's not as nice. He's doing terrible damage. He's doing terrible damage. Not only doing terrible damage in the feelings of his wife, he's also damaging his physical relationship because the wife's physical relationship, as you're familiar with, is based more on emotional. She just wouldn't have she doesn't have physical desires for any man on the street like that. A lady's base hooked on emotions. It starts with emotional, and then it can become physical if there's very strong love for her husband. If she feels her husband's coming from the wrong place, his love's coming from the wrong place, she's not going to be interested in the physical relationship. And therefore, a person should be very extra careful that when a lady's in need to be more careful on his thoughtfulness, more careful on his expressions of love. Obviously, the halachas person can't say certain things or talk a certain way, but just as thoughtful, if not more thoughtful. Otherwise, a person's doing damage. It's doing the wrong thing. That's ava. That's his own ava. That's for selfish reasons. That's not an ava that's going to build a marriage. That's not gonna ava that's gonna make his wife happy either. Not at all. So in terms of practical application, so it's not enough a person has to first of all work on the inner ava. If a person doesn't have an inner ava and he's just expressing ava and it's not real and it's fake, his wife can pick up on it. And they have intuition, a wife can pick up on it. It's important for a person to work on his inner ava. And then a person has to also work on expressing his ava. If inside a person has tremendous love for his wife, but he's not good at expressing it, so his wife's not going to know it. A lady needs to hear, remember my parents told me before I got married, discussing something, so he said to me, no, you have to tell your wife every day that you love her. You know, why? It's just like, she has to hear it. She has to hear over and over again that you love her. It's the difference between a lady and a man, but a lady definitely has to hear it over and over again. And in terms, person has to work on expressing his ava. It's thoughtfulness. A person does things being thoughtful. A person calls his wife in the middle of the day, that means he's thinking about her. Not at a. If a person calls his wife at a set time every day, fine. So once in a while, but that already you have to do. She's expecting a phone call. Call her once in a blue moon, call once a week, call her another time in the middle of the day. Oh, I was thinking about you. How you doing? Person leaves a note. Again, when a person does something every single day, like flowers are every Erev Shabbos. So if a person does it I know a guy, a younger man, I saw him buying beautiful flowers for Shabbos, and he said, I said, wow, so nice, you buy such nice flowers for your wife. He said, I'm not buying for my wife, I'm buying for Shabbos. He said, I tell my wife, he said, my wife knows it's for Shabbos. So at that time, so I'm sure the person's intentions were well. I mean, if a person buys flowers for Shabbos, he might as well, doesn't have to say it's for Shabbos. He can buy it for his wife, you know. You know, it's a double. She knows that you're doing it before Shabbos because Shabbos is here, but for her. But if a person does it every week, a person buys flowers every week for his wife. So again, you could lose a lot of it. Lose a lot of things. Shabbos, what to do? You know, not sure.
Miss a week here and there.
Miss a week here and there. Yeah, miss a week here and there. If flowers get expensive, also a person could buy a rose. A person could buy a rose in 7-Eleven. You know, person. You know, could do that during the week also. A person could do anything. A person writes a nice note. Mushiness is good. More mushy. Kolomar, but this Indian, a person has to realize every single time you do something to make your wife feel good, it's a tremendous mitzvah. We always look at chesed all around us. Anytime a person leaves a little note, notes, again, also with notes, a person has to use his intelligence. You can leave a note every morning. That's good, but it might not end up working out as well as leaving a note, you know, once in the morning, the next day in the afternoon, once at night. In other words, in a way where it's not expected and it shows thoughtfulness, you know, every person has to just use their chachma. You know, it's interesting, Gemara and Yivamis. I was actually mechaved to this, to show off, that you go to a bris, or you go to something, you go somewhere, you know, bring back something for your wife. Bring back a cookie, bring back a bagel, bring back something to your wife. It shows again that you're thinking about her. So Gemara Nivam says that Rev Chia, when his wife gave him a lot of pains, his wife gave him a lot of trouble. And you find in the Gemara Nivam there's a lot of people, great people that had difficult marriages, difficult wives. And he says, well, every time he found something, he would wrap it in a handkerchief, he wrapped it in a napkin, and he'd bring it to her. So Rav said to her, but she gives you so much tsar. She gives you so much pain. Like, what are you doing? You have to know pshat in the question. The question bothers me. What do you mean? So that's the purpose of taking care of your wife no matter what. But the question was, she gives you pain. So what did he say? He said back, it's enough that she raises our children and she saves us from chait. She saves us from here or there. We'll come back maybe to the teretz. But again, you see, that's thoughtfulness. He wrapped something up, he went somewhere, and he brought it back for his wife. Showing thoughtfulness. When you do things that are expected, you lose that. You know, and of course, when it comes to things that are expected, like a birthday, chas v'shalom, a person should forget a birthday, anniversary, or things like that, there are ways of doing it. You could do it in a way that shows that you're being yaitzeh, last minute, being yaitzeh, even with a very expensive gift, but you're being yaitzeh. Or sometimes with even a very small gift, it shows that you thought about for a few days, echveis, you know, there are ways of doing it. But of a big, I have to, you know, person can do it. But of a buy a big card, buy balloons. But it's not the money that she's looking for. It's not the present. That's not what we're talking about here. Showing ava is not how much money you spend on her. Showing ava is the thought that you put into it. Person could put the. Yeah, I think a person can really steig. Every person can really steig and grow in showing appreciation and showing ava for his wife. And Mezrach Hashem, next week we'll continue with kavod. And obviously the two things are connected, because if a person, we said ava is really because you care about the person and you're concerned and you develop care for the person. But ava is not necessarily connected to kavod. It's not enough for a person to tell his wife, I love you, I love you, I love you, without ever showing appreciation for her, without ever showing respect for her. You know, that's not going to work. You know, a person would write a note for his wife and says, "I love you. You're the best." So, and "I love you" is the Ava, is a statement of Ava. "You're the best" is a statement of Kav. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue with Kav next week.